Ever felt that sense of overwhelm? You're staring down a massive topic, maybe a big certification you really need to get.
Oh, definitely. You can feel like climbing a mountain sometimes.
Exactly. Well, you've brought us something really fascinating today. It's this regenerated 17-day course outline. It's designed specifically to guide students through the PMP exam topics.
Right, the Project Management Professional exam from PMI.
Yeah, a pretty crucial certification. So our mission today, I think, is to dive deep into how this outline actually works. How does it strategically tackle all that information? Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, what's really interesting here, I think, is that it's not just, a list of things to learn.
Right, not just a checklist.
No, it's a properly structured plan. The
Yeah.
whole idea is to take this vast body of project management knowledge and sort of distill it down, make it a comprehensive but actionable learning path.
Okay.
It really gives you a shortcut to understanding the strategic approach behind mastering project management, not just for the test, but, for actually doing the job.
It definitely looks like more than a list. It feels like a journey, almost engineered. It breaks down into three phases, right? The first one is foundations and the project environment. That really sets the stage.
Kind of like building the intellectual scaffolding. Yeah.
Exactly. It covers the basics, PMP exam overview, but also this thing called the PMI mindset. That sounds important. How is that different from just memorizing facts, and why put it so early?
Ah, that's a really good question. And it's a key design choice. The PMI mindset isn't about rote learning. It's about shifting your whole approach, how you solve problems, how you make decisions on projects.
Okay, so it's foundational thinking.
Precisely. By putting it up front, the outline frames everything else you learn through this practical, ethical, collaborative lens. Then it builds out the core, the 12 project management principles, those guiding philosophies, and the 8 project performance domains. Those are the key areas where the work actually happens, like dealing with stakeholders or planning. It ensures you're learning not just what to do, but how to think like a PM.
And it gets into modern stuff too, which is essential today. Early on, it dives into agile foundations. This isn't just a quick mention, is it?
No, not at all. It properly covers the Agile Manifesto's core values, the principles behind it,
Yeah.
and then it explores the practical frameworks people actually use.
Like Scrum.
Exactly. Scrum for iterative work, Kanban for visualizing flow, limiting work in progress,
Yeah.
even lean software development.
Oh, interesting. With the 8 types of waste.
Yeah, showing how eliminating waste, that lean idea, translates directly to efficiency in, well, in your projects, whatever they might be. This mixed traditional agile hybrid, it's key.
Okay, but here's something that really caught my eye. This master case study, The Heart of Harmony, it runs throughout the whole outline.
Yes. And that's where it gets particularly smart, I think, for the learner. It's not just random examples.
Right.
It provides this consistent story, this narrative thread. It shows how each concept, like defining scope boundaries or timing tasks and schedule management, connects to the others.
Ah, so you see the knock-on effects.
Exactly. The domino effect of project decisions. It makes these abstract ideas much more tangible, more memorable.
So you see the whole picture develop. I notice it also covers tricky areas like earned value management, EVM. It's highlighted as critical for cost management. How does the outline make something like EVM, which can be heavy on metrics, feel approachable?
That's a great point. EVM isn't just formulas, it's a really powerful tool. It integrates scope, schedule, and cost performance to give you this holistic, real-time view of how your project's doing.
Okay.
The outline almost certainly uses the Heart of Harmony to show EVM in action. It demonstrates why it's valuable for making informed decisions, for predicting where things are heading.
Yeah.
It's a core PMP skill and often a tricky one, so emphasizing it shows that practical focus.
Makes sense. That brings us to the second big phase, knowledge area deep dives. This is where it systematically hits all the essentials: scope, schedule, cost, quality, resources, communications, risk, procurement, stakeholders. Who?
Yeah, it's comprehensive.
But these can sometimes feel like separate silos when you're learning. How does this outline make sure they actually connect in your head?
Well, that's where the structure helps again. It's not just memorizing definitions. For instance, when you get to risk management, it's not just about listing risks. It's about how you strategically plan responses that, actually fit with your schedule and budget.
Ah, the interdependencies.
Exactly. It stresses how these areas influence each other. And then, importantly, it wraps up on day 17 with the PMI Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct,
Right at the end.
which is a powerful way to finish, emphasizing ethical leadership. It's fundamental, but sometimes gets pushed aside. Here, it feels like a capstone.
That really paints a clear picture of the whole 17-day journey. So thinking about someone trying to tackle a huge subject like this, this outline clearly shows a path forward, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If we zoom out for you, the listener, it really demonstrates the power of having a genuinely well-structured learning plan. It moves logically, you know, from foundations to the deep dives. It integrates different methodologies like Agile, uses practical examples like that case study. And crucially, it builds in mock exams and daily practice. That's vital for building confidence and making it stick.
Yeah, it's about breaking that mountain down into manageable steps, digestible chunks, and always keeping the why, the practical side, in focus. This whole phased approach seems designed to keep your learning moving forward, connecting the theory to how you'd actually use it.
Which leads to, I think, an important question for you listening. How might using an approach like this, highly structured, phased, really practical change, how you tackle your next big learning challenge, whether it's a new skill, another certification, or maybe just getting a deeper understanding of something complex? What parts of this kind of design could you borrow to make your own learning journey, well, more effective and maybe a bit less overwhelming?